The Radio Buzz, the top talk radio stories of the day. He acted alone, or so that's what suspect Faisal Shahzad tells authorities, just days after an attempted car bomb plot in the heart of Midtown Manhattan. The question, should Shahzad have been Mirandized?
But I will tell you that right now the guy is an American citizen and he should be read his Fourth Amendment rights. I will also tell you that in the facts of this case, I think the government's got every right to go after and strip this guy of his citizenship. I think he got it under false pretenses. Our enemies are smart and they're adaptive. And they read the papers. And I guarantee you, or I suspect, that in response to the administration's position on this, these guys are getting their citizenship to try and protect themselves so that they aren't treated like the enemy combatant that they are. So what the smart move was to read him his rights. It made no difference in this case. He sang like a canary. Read him his rights. Move to strip him of his U.S. citizenship, and then put him on an airplane to Cuba. Goodbye.
That was former federal prosecutor Fred Tesi speaking with KFBK, Sacramento, California. Also churning up some buzz today.
We were able to go down with our ROVs and cap one of the leaks. That's a great news. Now, instead of three sources, we actually have two to combat.
And then there were two. BP spokesman Curtis Thomas speaking this morning. But even though they've been able to cap one of the holes, they haven't been able to diminish the volume of oil spewing into the Gulf. And that number? 200,000 gallons of oil a day. Cleanup efforts continue as BP hopes they've found a solution to the problem. Tomorrow, floating what they call a dome out to the rig, which would disperse the oil onto containment ships. According to Fox's Evan Brown on the scene in Venice, Louisiana,
they've used this tactic before, but never at 5,000 feet below the sea. And there is concern over the dome's ability to handle the pressure at that depth. But if it holds, this could be the solution to the oil ever flowing into the Gulf.
I'm Jessica Curtis, and this has been your Talk Radio Buzz from Fox News Radio.